This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. If you'd like to go along with us, we're at the 43rd chapter. 43rd chapter now, and we're going right through the book. So let's get right into our study. It's 43 and verse 1. But as soon as Jeremiah, whom the Lord their God had sent, had finished telling all the people all the words of the Lord their God, that is, all the words Azariah the son of Hoshaiah and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all of the arrogant men said to Jeremiah, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, you are not to enter Egypt to reside there." Now, they immediately accused Jeremiah as being a false prophet when they knew that he's going to say the same thing. He's been prophesying this for a long, long time. Remember, he's been prophesying for 40 years. And they just simply refused to listen. And now, they've all of a sudden, they've decided they're going to call him a liar. And here they go. "You're telling a lie. The Lord, our God, has not sent you to say you are not to enter Egypt to reside there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, is inciting you against us to give us over into the hand of the Chaldeans. So they will put us to death or exile us to Babylon." So Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all of the commanders of the forces and all of the people did not obey the voice of the Lord to stay in the land of Judah. But Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all of the commanders of the forces took the entire remnant of Judah who had returned from the nations to which they had been driven away in order to reside in the land of Judah. The men, the women, the children, the king's daughters, and every person Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, which had left Gedaliah with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and the grandson of Shaphan, together with Jeremiah the prophet and Baruch, the son of Neriah. And when they entered the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and went in as far as Tapanhas. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tapanhas, saying, "Take some large stones in your hands and hide them in the mortar, in the brick terrace, which is at the entrance of Pharaoh's palace in Tapanhas, in the sight of some of the Jews." Now, this is a lot of work to do for Jeremiah. Just think, he had to go to Egypt to put these stones and install them and say to them, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to send and get Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I am going to set his throne right over these stones that I have hidden. And he will spread his canopy over them. He will also come and strike the land of Egypt. Those who are meant for death will be given over to death, and those for captivity to captivity, and those for the sword to the sword. And I shall set fire to the temples of the gods of Egypt, and he will burn them and take them captive, So he will wrap himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd wraps himself with his garment, and he will depart from there safely. He will also shatter the obelisks of Heliopolis, which is in the land of Egypt, and the temples of the gods of Egypt. He will burn with fire. You know, these people, they were going to escape. They thought they were going to escape. Johanan and his tiny band came to Jeremiah for God's approval of their plan, not for God's direction. This is a reoccurring problem for most of us, seeking God's approval of our desires and our decisions and what we do. Rather than asking him for guidance, we tell him what we're going to do. And we proceed to do it, whether it's right or wrong. It's not good to make plans unless we're willing to have God change them. And it's not good to pray unless we're willing to accept the answer that God is giving us. But many people will pray, and not to get the guidance of God, but to get approval or to just decide to do what they're going to do. Either way, doesn't matter. And that is a very dumb thing to do, don't you think? Well, I'm going to pray to God and see if I can get some guidance, but I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to do what I want to do. So, this is what happened. Afraid to obey the Lord, the people headed for Egypt, even forcing Jeremiah to go with them. They thought that perhaps God would spare them if Jeremiah was with them. Jeremiah had served as a prophet for 40 years, as I said earlier, and he prophesied the same thing. You know, nothing changed. And many of his words had already come to pass and came true, but these people did not want to hear it. Regardless, they thought that they were going to have their way no matter what. Didn't matter what they were. They wanted their way. They wanted what they wanted to do, regardless of what it cost them. So, many of his words came true, and he had turned down an offer to live comfortably in Babylon, returning instead to his people. But the people still rejected Jeremiah's advice. See, this is what happens. They rejected his advice no matter what he said. They called him a liar. They put him in prison. They put him in cisterns. They locked him up. They threw a little bit of bread to him. This is how the prophets really were treated. Not like today's so-called, end quote, prophets that are driven from five-star hotel to the church, the mega church, and back, and given a big substantial reward for their services. No, a true prophet of God was rejected. Why? Because they told the truth. Many today will not tell you the truth because they're afraid to tell you the truth. It may interrupt the flow of tithes and offerings. So this is the reason. Now, in response to people turned him down the offer to live comfortably in Babylon, but the people still rejected Jeremiah's advice. In response of the audience is not necessarily a measure of success. The response of the audience, the response of the offerings and all of the, they may be on 150 radio stations. they might be on television and all kinds of successes to the natural man, the natural eye. Jeremiah was doing all that God asked. He didn't do it for tithes and offerings. He didn't do it for property and personal effects. He did it because God had told him to do it. He'd been called to minister to a stubborn group of people that refused the truth. And that is human nature. It's not that these people were any different than they are today. Why? Because people have a rebellious nature against the truth. And the truth hurts. The truth will peel the hide off of your toenail. Peel your toenail off. The truth hurts. And one of the hardest things that they're to do is to follow what thus saith the Lord. It's the hardest thing you'll ever do. Why? Because it takes faith. It takes faith to follow what God has for you. And this is why Jeremiah was rejected over and over and over again. He was a prophet of God. A true prophet of God will be rejected. He'll be called a liar. He'll be locked up. He'll be all kinds of things. Mark that down. And people hate him. People hate his guts. Because, well, look at John the Baptist. Look at all of the people. Elijah. And all of the prophets from Enoch to Noah to present day. They all were hated by the people because they told the truth. And chances are they probably lived in poverty. They lived by themselves. They were outcasts. And they were hated by people. Remember that. You know, they weren't loved by people, and they weren't handed $100 bills to give them a word from God like they are today. They were hated, folks. These people were hated. They were hung. Their heads were cut off as Paul's head was chopped off. He never took an offering, maybe one offering, and he gave that to the people of Jerusalem. These people worked for a living. They worked, and they did not take money for profit. They worked themselves. Paul was a tent maker, Shalmei, whatever you want to call him, but he worked through his ministry himself. People called him a charlatan. People called him everything in the book, but he worked his way through his ministry and did what God wanted him to do. So did Jeremiah. And we see these people, and they'll give you all kinds of excuses for today. Oh, there's these, the prosperity and this and prosperity that and an excuse for that and this and every other thing. And they'll give you an excuse for it. And they'll tell you that the lack of money is the root of all evil. Well, it's not. God doesn't want you to be poor, and he'll bless you. He'll bless you right off the bat and supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. But don't let that be your first and foremost message, because that is the message of most, because they want the offerings and because they want you to submit to their blessing ministry. It's not a blessing ministry, folks. It's a death to the self-will. It is a death to the self-will any way you look at it. And sometimes things are not rosy pink and not rosy to walk in this walk. Sometimes they're hard, the things that are, you need grace to walk in them. So keep that in your mind. Things are not always going to be great. You may have to die to the self-will. You may have to die to several things. But when people start promising you everything's rosy and pink, and all is prosperity and great, you better watch out, because you're in for a rude awakening. Well, that's our time for today. If you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.